AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is taking executive action on immigration.
Let's fix the problem and stop fighting about it. I'm doing my part. We're doing our part. Congressional Republicans should do their part.
The changes would bar migrants from being granted asylum when officials determine the southern border is overwhelmed. The president says Republicans walked away from a bipartisan border bill because of Donald Trump.
Because Donald Trump told them to. He told the Republicans, it has been published widely by many of you, that he didn't want to fix the issue. He wanted to use it to attack me.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Trump has a better plan.
He told me this morning, when he gets to be president, not only is he going to secure the border, he's going to deport hundreds of thousands of people here illegally.
Before the House Judiciary Committee today, Attorney General Merrick Garland says he will not be intimidated by Republicans who want to hold him in contempt. Garland also condemned what he called the conspiracy theory pushed by supporters of former President Trump that the Justice Department was behind Trump's state court prosecution in New York and eventual conviction.
That conspiracy theory is an attack on the judicial process itself.
Republicans have moved to hold Garland in contempt for the Biden administration's refusal to hand over audio of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, which focused on the president's handling of classified documents. The first heat wave of the season is bringing triple-digit temperatures earlier than usual in much of the Southwest. Forecasters say expect dangerously hot conditions with highs around 110 in the days ahead in places like Las Vegas and Phoenix. Ipe Muzahara, the former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, pleaded guilty to bank and fraud charges and admitted to stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off sports gambling debts. Stocks are higher in late trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Thursday is the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy.
Out of the more than 9,000 white crosses dotting the shoreline in Normandy, one belongs to AP photographer B.D. Irvin, killed during the invasion. Muriel Rampart, a guide with American Battle Monuments Commission, says he was found amongst the troops working till the bitter end.
In a ditch and with an arm still outstretched to reach his own camera, probably to take the last photo.
Irvin was 33 years old when he was killed on July 25th, photographing an Allied bombardment that went horribly wrong, with some of the bombers mistakenly dropping their payloads on their own forces. I'm Julie Walker.
Defending champion Novak Djokovic pulled out of the French Open with an injured knee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.